Sure is good to see all of you this morning. In Matthew chapter 28, verse 1, Mark chapter 16, verse 2, and verse 9, Luke 24, 1, and John chapter 20, verse 1, and then you probably see it again in 1 Corinthians. It would be called the first day of the week. They would use this phrase. And when Christ was raised out of that tomb, at that time, the church began to be established to that first day of the week. And Paul would say, when you come together, the first day of the week is a time that is set apart for God's people to come together and show him worth or to worship him. With that, if you come into Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, it would actually be designated the Lord's Day on Sunday, the Lord's Day. But if you were to look in Psalms 118, verse 24, it would say, this is the day which the Lord has made. So all days belong to him. But I also have some good news for you moms. In Exodus chapter 20, if you want to turn there with me, within our country, they set aside a day to remember moms and dads. But if you look with me in Exodus chapter 20, verse 12, the Lord has actually ordained it as well. It says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. Paul would say in Ephesians, this is the first commandment with a promise. So while we realize every day belongs to the Lord, and Sunday is the Lord's day, God's actually ordained not only just within our country to have these days, but he's also ordained it within his Ten Commandments, that every day is a day we should honor our mother and father. So you kids aren't getting off the hook. It's not just today. But what I wanted to do is now the question really has to be, what can I do to most honor a mother? What can I do to most honor a parent? And if you'll turn with me to 3 John. And then I'd like to call somebody up. She doesn't know I'm going to call her up. Now all of you are on the edge of your seats. As a young person, the most important thing we could ever do to honor our mother and fathers, our parents, not just moms, but 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than this than to hear of my children walking in the truth. The most important thing we could ever do is walk in the truth of the Lord. And the most important thing a mother could ever do is invest the things of the Lord into a child. It is that which will last for all of eternity in Jesus Christ because of what he's accomplished on the cross. So I am the evangelism pastor, so I begin to share with you good news, different opportunities of sharing the gospel. But today I wanted to share an opportunity of, let's say, someone receiving the gospel and seeing the gospel rescue someone. So Janina, I'm going to call you up. Carmella, you got to come on up here with her. She didn't know I was going to call her up. But we're talking about honoring, you know, mothers, remembering mothers. But what we see is the most important thing is that I could know the Lord Jesus Christ. So I get to talk to my wife, Michelle. So they have a women's Bible study on Thursdays for you ladies. It's at 10 o'clock. And there's also one twice a week on a Tuesday. So with the women's study, Michelle picks you up. And so you guys get to come and go to Bible study and y'all get to talk. And so every Thursday I go, how's everything going with the ladies? I'm one of the pastors, right? So I should ask these things. And so she was beginning to share with me, Jenny and I were talking, and how you were talking about, you know, I went to church growing up and I did this and I did that. But when did you really make a decision? Don't be upset with her.
No.
Michelle.
No.
So explain to us. So you grew up going to church.
Catholic.
You got to come over here.
Catholic, yeah.
So you grew up going to church, in and out of church. And then even some in your younger adult life, you were still going to church.
Yes,
But yeah. When do you feel like you really made a decision for the Lord to receive him as Lord and Savior?
Well, I grew up Catholic, mm-hmm. and it was mostly my grandmother. Like, I told Michelle, I love to spend time at my grandmother's house. So every weekend, they would drop me off at my grandmother's house, and she would take me to church. It was more like a routine, and even like during the week, like, you know, she would pray the rosary, and we were going Friday with the Passion of the Christ, mm-hmm. and I knew all this stuff, and we were, you know, because my parents were busy, you know, and mm-hmm. they were not really, I would say, religious. So
right, they know. Weren't going. My mom didn't go growing up till just, you know, some years ago.
And so after that, it was when we came to the U.S. in 2000.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when that happened?
I think I was 14 because I remember, like, I was over here in the house, and I was like, oh, today is my birthday. I just turned, like, it was nighttime, and I just remember it was my birthday. Like, you know, it was that, mm-hmm. it was so much stuff going on, you know, just moving and my parents. And, mm-hmm. So I think I was 14 turning 15.
Okay.
And here, we came straight to Orlando, mm-hmm. and we started going to a church, a Christian church.
So your mom and dad just started taking you?
Yeah, I don't know. I think
where they never did, but now they are?
Yeah, they didn't come. It was us, the
okay,
kids.
Okay, so the
yeah,
kids.
Yeah, I don't remember who will pick us up, mm-hmm. but we were going to a church. Mm-hmm. I have the Bible. I don't remember what year, but I went to a youth encounter, mm-hmm. and me and my brother Danny got baptized. I went mm-hmm. with my sister Lihelena too, but mm-hmm. me and Danny made the decision and we got baptized. Mm-hmm. I remember I was in high school about this time, but I did, like I said, I didn't have my parents and still in that, and I didn't have like even though we were going to church, I didn't have like that, like a friend like Michelle or people like you mm-hmm. guys that encourage you to continue in the gospel mm-hmm. and grow with, or teaching me the word of God. It wasn't like that, you know. Mm-hmm.
You were just going.
Yeah.
Right.
And it felt good, you know. So, but I was in high school, so I continue mm-hmm. my, you know.
Down that path.
Down that path.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. Even though, like, you knew you had a, you know.
Yeah, our conscience bears witness.
Yes, yes. So, I kept, you know. Mm-hmm. And then we kept continue. I met Carmelo and
you guys continue to
yeah,
grow
going
as a family
to different,
at that point,
yeah,
get
that
married.
Point to we were continue going to different churches trying to find the right one. Like, we were, you know, mm-hmm. like, God always, like, the
you
last.
You felt a draw.
Yeah.
You had that seed.
Yeah.
You felt the draw.
Mm-hmm. But we went, the last church that we were like, this is not feeling right. Mm-hmm. And that's when my brother invited me to come to mm-hmm. church to hear. And the first time that I came here, I was like, oh, this is different because we were coming from a Hispanic church, you mm-hmm. know? So it's completely opposite. And so we were like.
A lot of flavor.
Mm-hmm. yeah. 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 And
well,
a lot.
She tells me my food is bland. She says, you have no spices on your food.
No. But I feel like it was like more worship, and the pastor was into him. It was.
You
that.
Were hearing the sound word.
Yeah.
And that began to resonate in your heart.
Yeah.
You begin to hear the word of God resonate in your heart, testifying through the Holy Spirit, which we read about in Scripture.
Yeah, because I kept wanted to be in the word of God. Like, wanted him to teach me more. And so.
So when do you feel like, because Michelle's telling me you guys were talking, when do you feel like that time came that you finally go, I get it. I need to surrender everything to him.
It was after, you know, the church closed on COVID, and mm-hmm. we were at the house listening through the
Internet,
TV and the YouTube, right? And it, at one time, I heard my son Gabriel, and he turned against God, and I didn't expect that, and that broke my heart. I went to call my mom. I was like, I understand now what I have put you through. I can't believe this, you know, mm-hmm. and so I started like counseling with my aunt. And it just broke me. I didn't mm-hmm. want to continue. Like, I knew I was, like, because he told me, like, oh, you guys are hypocrites and all of this, you know. Mm-hmm. You go to church and you guys are crazy at the house. And so I was like, no, Lord, I want to be, like, real for you. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to let go of everything. Mm-hmm. And after the counseling, that's when we were looking. I was literally, like, writing different churches, trying to call and looking online and stuff. And when my brother invited me, we came, and I felt like, oh, baby, I'm kind of lost because of of the, it was on Joshua that we were, and I was kind of lost, you know, I was kind of lost because I was like, I really wanted to, and I was asking God, Lord, I want to learn your word. I really want to, you know, because I know your word will set me free. Like, I really know, you know. And so I was so lost in Joshua because I was like, what, you know, like, I was like, in just.
So what happened that day in the car coming home from the Bible study with Shelley?
Yeah.
You and her.
So
what do you feel like took place with you and the Lord?
No, the Spirit encountered me, you know, like God revealed to me. It was, I said it's crazy, but I know it's not, it's the Lord.
Oh, it's an interaction with Christ. There's no words that you can hardly put with it other than he came into my heart.
Yeah, because I already like have felt it.
Like you
I have already given the Lord my life, you know. Mm-hmm. But in that moment in the car, I don't even remember what we were talking about. But the Spirit just, it felt so beautiful. You
mm-hmm.
set me free to realize, you know.
It's all him.
Yeah.
I just got to put all my trust in him.
Yep.
And he takes care of us.
Right.
And it's that simple.
Yeah. And I was free. I was like a bird and I lift up and I was just.
Because you had been going to church. You've been, I got to read the Bible. I got to go to church. I got to do this. And our thought is all outward actions. It's religious activity.
Right.
But when we come to that place of just receiving him as Lord and Savior, Lord, I'm going to put all my trust in you today. He changes our lives.
Yeah. And from there on, like I understood, I belong to him.
Mm-hmm.
I am his. I am forgiven.
Forgiven.
Yeah. And it's been.
So if we were to think back to your grandma, that began to take you to those churches when you were young, what do you think the best thing you could do to ever honor her is based on just what we were talking about?
I wanted to share the gospel with her because right now she's very sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we just find out she had cancer.
Because y'all were talking about that too. And you said, you know, my most desire is to make sure I share that gospel clearly with my grandmother and desire to make sure she's saved.
Yep.
It's the best thing we could ever do.
Yep.
It's the best way we could honor
this
desire to care for the souls.
Yes.
Appreciate you, girl. Sorry I surprised you. I didn't want to give you a lot of notice, you know. Just let you share your heart, because I know you.
Yep. I know I get caught up.
John was saying in 3 John verse 4, I have no greater joy than this, to hear my children walking in the truth. We're in a day and age where it's so easy to focus on all the external things. But if we'll just focus on the most important thing, if my life right with Jesus Christ, then God begins to put all of our lives together and he gives it purpose and an eternal value. Where everything here on this earth is going to burn up. The most important thing that I could ever do to honor a mother or a father is for me to make sure I'm walking right with Jesus Christ. The best thing a mother could ever do is to make sure she's just pointing that child to Jesus Christ. Because a day is going to come where he's going to take all of us earthly parents home if the order goes correctly. Sometimes it's different. But if the order follows the procession, then usually what happens is that parent will go home. The most stable thing we could ever do is give our children Jesus Christ. And for children to follow Christ, it's the most encouraging thing we could do for a Christian parent. Shall we pray? Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I just want to thank you for the work that you do. You change lives. You come into hearts, Lord. You stabilize. You protect. You provide. Lord, you are all in all. There is no one like you. We just say thank you today, Lord, for who you are. And thank you for your commandments, Lord, that tell us as children or offspring to honor our mother and father because that's what's pleasing to you. Thank you, Lord, for your great love for us and the sacrifice you made upon that cross so that all of us could know you and have a real relationship with you and receive the salvation and the favor of who you are. In Jesus' name, amen.